How many ORU do we have? Let's go. We prayed for you tonight backstage for fresh fire on your campus, so receive that. Driving here tonight, I just felt we have one goal tonight. We have one theme, and it is very simple. In 2020, that is a lot going on. We have one theme tonight. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. And that is what our goal and our aim is tonight. So, Father, lift your hands. Father, in this place tonight, I thank you that in Revelation, your word says, come up here. And that's what we do tonight, God. We just ask you that you would just lift us up, that we would go to high places, that we would see what you're seeing, and we'd sing what you're saying, Father. We just thank you for who you are. We thank you for who you are tonight, God, the faithful God, the sustaining God. Lord, we just, even for every person in this room, that there would be encounters with you tonight, for miracles, signs, and wonders. People would get free tonight, God. Chains would be broken tonight. Miracles would happen. Bodies would be healed. And all because of who you are in this room and in this place, God. We magnify you. We lift our eyes to you. We come up higher from the noise and the chaos of the world, God, and we thank you that you are on your throne, ever on your throne. You are not worried about 2020. You're knitting a sweater up in heaven, God. You're not concerned. And so we lift our eyes and we lift our hands to the one that our help comes from, and we just say we love you, God. You're so wonderful. You're so magnificent. You're so awesome. You're so present. You're so kind. You're so good. You're so good. And we just love you, God. Let's go.
Thank you. as the Spirit was moving over the water, Spirit, come move over us. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. As the Spirit was moving over the water, Spirit, come move over us. Come rest on us. Come rest on us.
When you
engaging with your heart, with your mind. He's so here. He's here. He's here. He's here. Holy Spirit, Jesus, you are your presence. You are here. Let's whisper fire and wind. Fire and wind, do it again. Open up the gates, let heaven on in. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. Fire and wind, do it again. Open up the gates. Come rest on us.
begin to welcome him with your own words. Fill this room with a big welcome. You don't have to be a singer to welcome God. Just begin to welcome him with a dance. Begin to welcome him with your words. Oh, begin to pray in the spirit if you have to, but let something out tonight. Oh, Lord, we welcome you here, Lord. Oh, lift up your hands. Oh, give your body over to the Lord tonight. Give yourself over in worship and praise.
Courage, hold on, be strong. kingdom come. God, let your kingdom come. Let your kingdom come. God, let your kingdom come. Hey, your kingdom come. Oh, as it is in heaven, let it be on earth. Just like it is in heaven, let it be on earth. Oh, God, let your kingdom come. Oh, let your kingdom come. God, let your kingdom come. God, let your kingdom come. Come on, swing wide, come on. Swing wide, come on.
I just felt like on that we were supposed to do a prophetic act. The Bible's full of those, amen? Prophetic acts. And I just feel like tonight that we are to stand as a church united, not a church divided. So I just saw the picture of a team huddle when everybody puts their hand in the team huddle. So can you stretch your hand out tonight? And we just in the spirit as the global church, we just say we are in this together. We are on the same team, on the same page. So, Father, we just declare right now over the world that your church is one. We are united. We are not divided, Father. And we just break that division that's been trying to happen in the church. And we just say we're all in Jesus' name. Say team on three. One, two, three, team. So we, and Father, tonight, like that song says, even we just walk into clean hands and pure heart. We just extend your hands out and Father, we just ask tonight in our own personal lives that you would give us clean hands and a pure heart. God, we thank you that it's your kindness that leads us to repentance. And tonight, all the stuff in our life, God, all the stuff that we are not proud of, all the shame, all of the choices that are not great, Father, we just bring that to your feet right now. And we ask for forgiveness for all the things we've thought or looked at or any of the other stuff. Father, we right now in this place, we put it at your feet and we ask you for grace and forgiveness right now. And we walk through that waterfall of your grace, Lord, right now. We thank you for clean hands and a pure heart, Lord, that you would purify us, every part of our life, our mind, our will, our emotions, that you would purify us right now. in this moment. We just break off shame. We break off the past. And we just say it's a new day in Jesus' name over your life. It's a new day right now and right here in Jesus' beautiful name. Thank you, Father.
Jesus. You're all we're looking at tonight, Jesus.
You're the only one I see. You're the only one I want to see. To see you is to love you. And I want to see you. I have to see you. See you rightly. I want to see you, Jesus. I want to see you.
Change the world.
deliver your hope. You are hope. We're lost in wonder at the Holy One, at the Righteous One. Steadfast one, you are whole. You are whole. All hail King Jesus.
There's one in control. He sits on a throne. He sits on a throne. There's one in control. There's one in control. There's one in control. He sits on a throne. He sits on a throne. He sits on a throne.
Sit on the throne. Whoa, oh, whoa, oh, whoa, oh.
the throne. Sing it to him. You're still on the throne. Still on the throne. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Jesus, your name is power.
Sing out in the spirit. Come on, just lift your voices. Sing out a new song. Come on, prophesy with your voices. Lift your hands. Maybe this is the first time you're doing this tonight, but there's a song inside of you. There's a cry coming out of you that could change the world. Come on, lift your hands and lift your voices.
Hands uplifted. Come on, sing in the Spirit all over the room. All over the room. Every voice. Every instrument. Sing in the Holy Spirit all over the room. Holy Spirit, we welcome you right now. We welcome you. We just lift our hands in His presence. Jesus, tonight we've come to love you, to glorify you, and to lift your name. It is the name above every name. He who is from above is above all. There is no one like you. Stay with me here. Come on, keep ministering to the Lord. There is no one like you. There is none beside you. There's no one as beautiful, no one as kind, no one as caring, no one is glorious. You are the King of Kings. You are seated on the throne eternally. You've defeated death. You've defeated hell. You've defeated the grave. You are glorious. You are glorious. You are glorious. You're righteous and pure and majestic. There is no one like you, Jesus. Tonight we've come to give you all of the glory. You have conquered. You have conquered. I hear the word of the Lord from the book of Revelation. Sorrow not. One has overcome. He's the root of Jesse, the Lion of Judah. Sorrow not. He has overcome. Jesus, we love you tonight. We want to love you more. I pray, wonderful Holy Spirit, that you'd fill this building, every square inch of it, every square inch of our hearts, our minds. Set us on fire tonight in the name of Jesus. Save the lost in Jesus' name. Heal the sick in the name. Oh, come on, agree with me. Heal the sick in Jesus' name. Baptize us again. Baptize us again in the Holy Spirit and fire in these last days. In these last days, baptize us again. If I were you, I'd ask him. I'd jump in right now and ask him. Baptize us again in the Holy Spirit and fire. We come hungry, Lord, not as professionals. We come as desperate little children, saying, feed us again tonight. Feed us with yourself, the bread of life. Light our hearts up tonight. Light us up. Light us up. In Jesus' name. I have good news for you. The Bible says God comes to live in the praises of His people. He inhabits them. I want you to hold on. I want you to lift the praise that is so sacrificial, that embarrasses the person you brought, that you don't want to embarrass tonight. I want you to lift something that cost you something. When I count to three, I want the most violent, undignified, every instrument, even the strings. I want it all. I want us to lift something that will enthrone Jesus in our midst. Are you ready? One, two, three. Come on, lift your voice. Jesus, we give you glory. We give you glory. Oh, we give you glory. Hallelujah. 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 Holy, 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 holy is the Lord. Holy, holy, holy. Oh, Jesus. You see what happens when you don't tip him? The Bible says he's enthroned on that praise. That means he crushes everything that is not from him in this atmosphere. Hallelujah. Lift one more, lift one more, lift one more. Jesus, we love you. Look at someone, tell them you're going to meet Jesus all over again tonight. For those of you who come forward, you can go back to your seats. God bless you. Anybody happy tonight? Can we please thank Jen and the team for hosting so beautifully? Also, I'd like to thank the Doherty family for opening the house. Love y'all. Thank you. John Wild, you're back there? Oh, geez. Anything could happen tonight. Oh, wow. Tonight's a very special night. I think this is the fulfillment of many prophetic words. Some amazing people that I love and honor and respect began releasing prophetic words about, 5 years ago, that basically, three movements would collide. Jesus' Image, Upper Room, and Bethel in one way or another. And that a wave of God's grace would flood our nation. And when Dom invited me to come preach the gospel, and that's what I'm going to do tonight. I'm going to preach the clearest gospel I know to preach tonight. When I got the invitation, I said, I need to pray about it. That's what I do with all of them. And then the Lord reminded me. One of those words came from Bill Johnson regarding Jesus' Image and Bethel's relationship. And then another word came regarding Upper Room. And to think that it's happening in Tulsa, Jerusalem, it's a big deal, right? So, can we just thank Jesus that we're right where we need to be? Come on. Thank you, Jesus. My wife's here with my daughter, Sophia. Would you stand, babe? This is Jessica and my daughter, Sophia. It's really special to preach here in Tulsa. This is my first time preaching in Tulsa. I haven't been back to Tulsa since 1994. When I was a year old, no. I was offered a golf scholarship to ORU. Wow. Y'all love ORU or you love golf? Okay. And at the time, President Richard Roberts, he said, look, if you'll just come and play here, you can play golf with my dad on the weekends. And I said to my dad, who's his dad? I had no clue. I was like, well, I'm not sure I know your dad. Long story short, I, in a very disobedient way, signed and went to another school. and really paid a dear price for it, for years, left the Lord's call in my life. So tonight is a real redemption story, to be here in this city that I should have been in for 4 years. And the Lord is wonderful. He is gracious and kind and merciful. Say amen. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, we are in need of you tonight. We're in need of you and our nation. And you're not nervous at all. You have a plan to glorify Jesus and usher forth his return through your people. And so here we are, ready, hungry. Lift your hands to heaven, make this your prayer. Hungry, wanting you to touch us, regardless of what it looks like. In Jesus' name. Amen. Do you mind if we sing a song prophetically, just really quickly? You don't mind worshiping, right? Do you know there's more worship in heaven than preaching? And when we preach, the Lord doesn't learn anything. It's not so much that the Lord's wanting to learn from our sermon as much as he's wanting to walk in the room. And there's a way to get him in. It comes through worship and adoration. But I feel like we need to sing just some old songs. Is that all right? How many of you know the Lord doesn't mind singing the old stuff over and over again? Worthy is the Lamb is on repeat at the throne. So the Lord's okay with it. Come on, let's stand up for a second. I'm going to have John lead us. I want to sing about the blood of Jesus tonight, because in just a few minutes, hundreds of you are going to be born again. Really born again. Come on, John. Let's worship Jesus.
What can power. me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. Oh, it reaches to the high, the highest mountain.
Come on, lift your voice to Jesus. Come on. Hallelujah. Lord, tonight we plead the blood over this night. Move, Holy Spirit, in a wonderful way. In Jesus' name. Amen. Give the Lord praise one more time. You can be seated. For about the next 15 minutes, I'm just going to ask, if possible, that no one move around. Oh, Jesus, we love you. Yeah. Feel free. You know, I just had the honor of committing Jessica's grandmother's body to the ground in the funeral last week, and her and her husband built one of the largest churches in America during the Jesus movement. And you realize in those moments what really matters in life. Even as a preacher or somebody who leads a ministry, you're in that moment when you close your eyes, it's really not about our achievements, it's about His. God's measurables are way different than ours. God's standard is much different than ours. I just want to say, how many of you are preachers in this room? That should be all of you. How many of you would lead a church or a ministry full time, or you're even a Sunday school teacher? Okay. We don't have the luxury in this hour to preach what we want. God doesn't anoint us to give TED Talks. So I don't, not there's anything wrong with them, but make no bones about it, preachers raise the dead. And God doesn't change your life when you get saved. He replaces your life when you get saved. We just don't have the luxury anymore. Jesus is coming back. There's a spirit after the church that's trying to divide us. But the moment you're born again, before you're anything, you're His. Can I say that again? If the church in America would get this, we'd see a huge breakthrough. Before I'm an American, I'm a Christian. Before I'm Greek, I belong to Jesus. The reason I'm preaching the gospel tonight is because I was like many of you. Grew up in church in many ways. My wife attended Oral Roberts University. Paul asked her if she'd ever been here. She said, no, I didn't go to church when I was at ORU. I run a ministry school now. Actually, my wife runs it. I get to preach there and work for her. But your attendance tonight is not proof of your salvation. His residence is proof of your salvation. And the hour is just far too late to gamble with your soul. I didn't come tonight because I needed to preach. I feel like I'm on an assignment to preach Jesus and watch him rip you out of the clutches of Satan and convey you into the kingdom of his glorious life. The gospel is a person named Jesus. Unfortunately, it's possible that if you lined up 10 preachers in America today and asked them what the gospel was, you might get 7 versions. But there's one gospel. Just one. Because there's one Jesus. Did you know that church is about Jesus? Did you know that church is not about church? You can't franchise church. If Jesus isn't in the building, it's not a church. It's not. It's a building. It might be a Kiwanis Club or a Moose Lodge, but it's not a church. In order for it to be a church, Jesus has to be in the room. That's Matthew 18:20. If 2 or 3 gather in my name, I will be there even in the midst of them. That is the distinguishing factor of the church. Is Jesus here? Is he with us? The steeple doesn't guarantee it. The cross on the steeple doesn't guarantee it. See, many people start organizations, but only the Holy Spirit can start a ministry. Can I just, I don't know, I might get in trouble tonight, but look. To all you songwriters out there, I'd be so happy if you wrote songs about Jesus rather than how you're doing. Now, it might be good to hear, but that's not worship. Somebody asked us, how do y'all keep people in your church singing for an hour and a half? They said, what happens if they leave? I said, I don't know what happens. I guess they leave. I don't know where they go. But the church is not about people. It's a people who are about Jesus. So the reality is the church is the house of the Lord. And the Bible is not about the Bible. I just said that in Tulsa. But it's not. The Bible, according to the author, is about him. I've learned something. If somebody writes a book, take their version. And Jesus said, the scriptures speak of me. But you won't come to me. He said, ye search the scriptures. And I'm all about the scriptures. Don't get me wrong. Our students are in the scriptures nonstop. But I love what Bill Johnson says. He said, if you don't meet him while you're reading, you're just better equipped to debate somebody. Yeah, I know, it's a Billism and it's really good, and they always are. The scriptures are about Jesus.